This is lesson number 3 of your first info product. And in this lesson, we are now going to go over how to create your product outline. And I like to call this the winning product outline formula because I have used this exact strategy to create my product outlines. Now, this is the beginning point for every single one of my info products. I always start with a product outline. This is the easiest way to start creating your info product. What I love about this is it actually eliminates the roadblock, it eliminates the blank screen mentality, it eliminates the, you know, staring at a blank PowerPoint presentation. It really, what it does is get you moving towards creating your first product. It gives you that starting point that oftentimes holds you up, helps you get unstuck and actually creating your info product. So it's really important that you start here. And the most important reason is that this is the second lesson. And there's a reason I made it the second lesson, because the first lesson was about targeting the perfect market, finding your target audience. Because now that you know your target market, this product outline is going to go together a lot smoother for you. Use it to guide you to your completed info product. It also allows you to easily know what you're going to cover next as you move forward with creating your info product. Because as you create it, it's going to take, you know, maybe it's several modules, several videos, and maybe it's several chapters of your book, but you know exactly what you're doing each step of the way as you make your product. It helps you write killer sales copy for your info products. You can also be a better marketer as well. Create your outline for research. So you're going to look at 4 main subject points that you can hit on for your market. That's what I start with all the time. So those main subject points. So for example, if we are in the fitness space and we are going over how to lose weight by exercising in your home office, the, you know, 4 main subject points might be body weight exercises, it might be diet, it might be mindset, and it might be energy levels or additional tips and strategies for you to do. So those types of things would become your 4 main points. And each of those points would become like your chapter. They would become a video module. Just like this course is 15 modules, you can see here that I've actually got 15 video lessons in this particular training. And so for my outline, it actually has 15 main subject points that I'm hitting on. So yours might be a lot smaller. Actually, some might be larger. I have a product where I use the same method, and I expanded it all the way to 86 lessons as well. Below each subject point, you can include 4 to 5 additional points that you can hit on. And here's a great example of how this works for a self-improvement product that you can actually implement. So the first part is module number 1. This is where I went over, you know, what is self-improvement. So I always start with kind of an introduction, as you guys saw actually with my product. So module number 1 or chapter 1 or video number 1, we would cover the topic of what is self-improvement. And it's in this section that I would define, you know, what self-improvement is. And then I'm going to identify the 4 to 5 main subject points that I'm going to hit on. These subject points are going to eventually become our chapters or our video lessons that you see here. So chapter number 1 is financial health. And you'll recall from this session, if you want to kind of see how this worked together, session number 1 that you guys went through was the introduction, right? Each one of the bullet points that I made, the lessons, has become the main subject point of the remaining videos that you're now watching. So you can see how I did that with that as well. So I always start with that introduction because it really lays it out for me, gives me that foundation. And I write out my outlines like this. You can write it in a notepad. You can actually use notepad software itself. You can use Word document. You could use mind mapping tools, whatever works for you. I actually create some of my sales funnels or my best product funnels, my best info products as well, and best product outlines. I create those in a regular notepad where I'm writing them down. So you don't always have to be using the computer if you do not want. And I find that it's a really just a great way for my mind to work. So financial, so improving yourself financially, you notice right here that is number 2 in this section. So number 2, and then I actually moved that. That's the main method I'm going to talk about, financial. So then I created that as module 2. Health is my second thing that I'm going to cover, you know, how to improve your health. Then I actually have a whole module all about that. Module 4 is spiritual health, so that becomes its own separate video course or its own separate chapter of a book. And you can see here that financial, once I decided that financial is one of the main points that I'm going to hit on, the main subject points, the main chapters, the main, the main video modules, then I went over here to module 2, and this is going to be steps to improve your finances. So that's where I go over your budget, starting a home business, alternative income streams, selling your non-needed assets, investing, getting out of debt. And each one of these topics could be expanded into a page. It could be a PowerPoint slide. It could be two or three PowerPoint slides. It could be a couple of pages of content. So now this module number 2 could become 5 or 6 pages of content in an ebook. And I know that as I sit down to create module 2 now, I know that I'm talking about budgeting. I know that I'm talking about starting a home business. I know that I'm talking about alternative income streams. I know I'm talking about selling your non-needed assets. So hopefully that, starts to give yourself some ideas. Health becomes my number 2 topic that I'm referring to. So that now becomes chapter 3. Now remember, chapter 1 is all about the introduction. That's what starts here. So, health becomes the next one. So I choose below health 4 to 5 main bullet points below that. So that's where I've got dieting. Now that could be expanded into 2 or 3 pages or more. Exercise, several pages. Supplements, natural health methods, how to manage stress. So that would go there. Module 4, notice I did that. That was spiritual. So that's going to be the third piece that I'm talking about. So these are the 5 keys to improving yourself, improving yourself. Now my product here is about creating an info product, right? So I actually listed out in my first introduction the 15 topics that it takes and the steps it takes to create an info product, and that's the lessons that you guys are watching now. And so right here, module 4, I went over Bible study, finding a group of like-minded people, worship, and prayer. So I started outlining my product that way. Module 5 is how to improve yourself, self-improvement with relationships. So here's some steps to improve relationships. I identified listening skills, so that'll be a page or a PowerPoint slide that I go over. How to understand other people and work with people. How to understand the needs of others and putting others before yourself. How to take care of those around you so you can be a better in your relationships. Time management is really important. We'll identify methods to improve your time, finding the perfect place to work, what time works best for you, setting a timer, working in focused chunks of time. So those are our keys that I identified to better time management. And I would create a chapter, I would create a PowerPoint slide about each one of these points that's here. And then the final module or the final chapter is always a close or an action step. So I have an introduction that opens it. Then I go into each one of the main points that I covered in the introduction and I expand on those topics. Then I close it out with module 7, which is, the closing or action step. So it's really important that you identify those things. Now here's some basic research that you can do to also assist you with your product outline, because as you go about creating your product outline, now we already identified your target market. We covered that in the previous lesson, but if you want to really dig in and help to understand what kind of material should you be covering, I'm going to give you some websites you can write down. So Q&A websites online are really good for finding questions that people have and identifying common questions that keep popping up for your niche. So a couple of good ones for that is Quora, Quora.com, and then Yahoo Answers. Those are two really good websites that you can go to identify some additional help and questions. And you can just type in your main keyword. Like if you're in the parenting niche that we identified earlier, you might type in keeping kids safe. And next thing you know, they're going to bring up several questions that might begin to show up there. Amazon.com, finding books in your niche. So you could go out and look for puppy training books or dog training books, just for example, if that was your niche. And you'll see the look inside feature. That's how Amazon identifies it. It's blue and orange. If you click on that, you can actually expand into the table of contents to really get an idea of what material they're covering in their product, because those books are an info product in reality. And so you don't want to swipe their table of contents word for word, but you can start to identify some ideas and trigger some ideas for you of what content you could cover. The dummies books are a great way to do this. So if you go for your niche market and you're in like dog training, you should be able to find a dummies book for any of these topics out there. And just do a search on Amazon for dummies guide to iPhone, dummies guide to Business, Dummy's Guide to Online Marketing, Dummy's Guide to Producing a Movie, you know, those types of things, then you can identify what topics they covered, because Dummies.com and the Dummies books, that series of books, they do a great research. And those are the books that are, you know, the black with the yellow coloring. Find the books in your niche market and identify what books. You can use YouTube suggested search or Google suggested search by simply going to Google, start typing in how to train your dog, how to puppy train, and then start to see the additional keywords that YouTube suggests or Google suggests, and that means that people are actively searching for these keywords. So you can start the research by saying, how do I get more traffic to, and then see what they say to my website, to my blog, and then that would identify if I'm creating a traffic product, how to help people get more traffic to their blog. I could start to do that. Magazines.com is really good for going to your niche and finding those magazines that resonate with your niche market, and then you can go out to the Google image search and do a search for that magazine title. Like, for example, maybe it's Women's World, and you go out and do a search for Women's World magazine covers, and you look at all the past magazine covers of Women's World, and you identify what are the hot button points that they're showcasing on those covers, as you know, and those might be trigger some ideas of something you can include in your product outline. ezinearticles.com is another tremendous resource that you can check out. Use it to identify content that's coming up, consistent content, so you get an idea of what kind of material you can go after. And then the ClickBank Marketplace is really powerful for just looking at your competition. Look in the ClickBank Marketplace for what products are out there, and then you can identify those products that you can go after. So now let's break away and let's start creating your product outline. Let's stop this lesson, start mapping out our product outline, get your notepad out. This is a tremendous step for you in the right direction of making your first info product.